charging. They were charging with us, and this is true of every president. Al's be back now to Arizona this week to make the speech to the press editors. He's a big boy here, and he wrote in a paragraph. He said that the White House press corps was today uproar about bad excuses, not having press conferences, impetuosity of the president, so on and so forth. He read it all. I just get ready to argue with him on one thing. He said, ladies and gentlemen, that was said about John Kennedy in May 1963. And it's true of all of them, and he's the best of mine. I've got two or three recommendations from him, and I put them into effect just exactly what they do. And they keep me happy. You can't make them happy. You give them too much, or you give them not enough, or you give them too often, or you don't give them enough, and you can't find anything. They don't have a story, and they've got a gripe. If it's they don't applaud something, they have to provoke and criticize it. I talked to him about it just a day or two ago, and he sent me along. Now it's out in Vietnam. They raised uncharted hell because the military was controlling everything. So we picked the best man they had out there with USI, and now they raise hell with him. And they all picked him themselves. They said he's the best man. They put him and said, USI's got no business ruling it over the military. Now, Epps got a big point in. He wants me to change USIA man. And I told McNamara this morning to go change him, try to get somebody else. They don't think they'd be glad to talk to any of them again, but I think they would interpret anything of mine as my arranging, fixing them, trying to lead them, persuade them. We've done everything we know to do to them. First thing's wrong with it. You got two briefings today, and you oughtn't have any until you got something. Second thing, they ought to be here to cover the news, not go off and get drunk and you have to round them all up when you got something to say to them. And there's a lot of things that they ought to change doing. They ought to put in a rule you can't drink during an hour. Scotty Reston, but they don't come to press conferences. This crowd that's here, I see them every week. I don't remember ever seeing Ed Morgan since I've been here. Well, I know, but I say that group doesn't come. It's the thugs that are here, and I don't object to their working at something, but I don't want anybody to think I'm suggesting it. Mostly we pay too much attention to them. I think that's a big error. Scotty Reston came in and just raised hell that he'd been cut off and nobody'd see him and he'd mistreated. So he came in the other day and I was going to Texas and I didn't set up any appointment when he came in. He came in and I spent over 2 hours with him and he brought Alistair Cook, a friend of his. I let him ask every question he wanted to ask. I did very little talking. He got him left and you know what he went out and said he'd spent 3 hours and he started bragging about it and said he didn't know why the president spent that much time with him. So he got him all mad about spending 3 hours and Scotty Reston. Well, first he lied, it's two, not three. It wasn't him, it's Alistair Cook, who was a newspaper man representing the Manchester Gardener. He was here, and I thought I'd been nice to him, but I spent a longer time with him, and so they got mad about that.